June 5, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. The Death of Death. Opening prayer. Lord, help me to hear today how loved, accepted, and cherished I am. Read Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 28. Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Reflect. Take a moment to feel your heart beating and be aware of the sights, smells, and sounds around you. Remember, you are held by God's love. Winston Churchill is alleged to have said, I am prepared to meet my Maker. Whether my Maker is prepared for the great ordeal of meeting me is another matter. It's a quote whose ready wit brings a smile to my face, and yet it masks a real fear. Across the ages, people of all cultures and faith have been vexed about the meaning of life and death, especially the finality of death and our fragile mortality. While the religious mind looks for hope beyond the grave, many others seek consolation in living intentionally in the present moment. Death makes many uncomfortable. Peter's short sermon on the day of Pentecost, only 22 verses, asserts the death of death in the death of Christ. Death itself has been vanquished in the resurrection. It's a note of triumph heard loudly in Paul's writings. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. God's action in raising Jesus from the dead is good news for all humanity. Death no longer has the last laugh. Apply. Find some stillness and once again feel your heart beating. You are mortal but held by one who is victorious over death, the grave, and fear itself. Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, for your plan of redemption. Because you sacrificed your Son and raised him from the dead, I know new life, a life filled with joy and hope, is mine.